related incidents of violence recorded during the campaign period. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Professor Piri says that the cases of violence that have been reported involved members of the ruling party and the National Development rather than clashes between competing political parties. However, says the overall political environment remains calm and expressed confidence that voters will freely cast their ballots before peacefully awaiting the outcome of the polls. However, Professor Piri has raised concern over the recent restrictions on campaign-related music, arguing that songs have traditionally formed part of election campaign and political messaging in Zambia.
I expect that the elections will be peaceful, and on the day of voting, people vote peacefully and go home and wait for the results. From where we are coming from, I'm talking about in the past elections, musicians have played music, they've sung songs as part of the campaign strategy. And I don't think it's right for the government, the officials to say, you know, don't play songs which are campaign songs and so on and so forth. I don't think that is the way to go. Even they themselves, the musicians that are playing songs on for them, people are singing, praising and so on and so forth. So it's part of the campaign strategy. And I don't think that is something that we expect in Zambia. That such a thing should not be tolerated at all.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in Livingstone has arrested and charged a police officer for alleged theft and obtaining money by false pretenses involving more than 7,000 kwacha. The ACC says the officer, identified as 30-year-old Imangolo Achibunda, has been charged with one count of obtaining money by false pretenses and one count of theft contrary to the Penal Code of the Laws of Zambia. The commission says between January and March 24th, Mr. Achibunda allegedly obtained 700 kwacha from a man identified as Nyemba Nyemba after forcefully claiming the money was meant for rental payment to a landlord in Maramba Township. The ACC further alleges that the officer later stole 6,500 kwacha from the same complainant after facilitating an online loan of 8,000 kwacha without fully disclosing the amount obtained. The commission says investigations indicate that 6,500 kwacha was later transferred into the suspect's personal mobile money account. The ACC further says Mr. Jwanda has since been released on bond and is expected to appear in court soon. The Zambia Citizens Contractor President Mutale Mpepo says increased funding to the infrastructure sector is crucial in enhancing liquidity in the market and supporting local contractors. Mr. Mpepo notes that continued investment in infrastructure projects would ensure that development activities are not disrupted by forthcoming general election. Mr. Mpepo has emphasized that national development should not come to a standstill because of the elections, stressing the need for the government to maintain momentum on ongoing and planned projects. He says sustained infrastructure spending would not only drive economic growth but also create employment opportunities and support businesses across various sectors of the economy.
It is very, very important that even as we focus on elections, the country should not come to a standstill where development is concerned. To develop the country, you need every time you are moving in terms of infrastructure, in terms of anything to do with development of the country. So infrastructure should not come to a standstill, even in an election year.
The Crush and Edible Oil Association says the decision by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission not to allow players in the industry to engage in pre-contract arrangements with farmers is negatively affecting soya bean production. Association Executive Director Aubrey Jibumba says the CCPC has continued to cite industry players for engaging in what it considers anti-competitive practices whenever they enter into pre-contract agreements with farmers. Dr. Jibumba explains that the restrictions have discouraged processors and other stakeholders from entering into production agreements that would guarantee a market for farmers and support increased cultivation of soybeans. He says failure to engage farmers through pre-contracts has limited investment in the crop and contributed to low production levels.
Sidora members directly contract with small scale farmers with at least a known minimum floor price. But the challenge we have is that the Competition Commission keeps saying that structures like that are anti-competitive, you know, but there's no way around it, right? Okay, you cannot have an agricultural market where prices are unknown and then expect that people are going to cultivate. It doesn't work. So there's a big mismatch in understanding of how agricultural markets should operate by the Competition Commission, and we need to solve that urgently.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Aaron Tsikombe says the government's decision to establish milling plants in Kaloma and Kazungula could help stabilize milling prices and strengthen food security in the country. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Tsikombe says milling remains Zambia's most important staple of food, and the government has a responsibility to ensure it remains affordable for citizens. He has explained that by investing in both maize production and milling, the government is strategically positioning itself within the value chain, giving it greater influence over the pricing of milling meal. Mr. Tsikombe explains that once government-run milling plants begin producing milling meal at competitive prices, private millers may be compelled to follow suit, helping to keep prices in check.
The government wants to take care of staple by controlling the prices, and the only way that you can successfully control prices is when you're in the market. So the government wants to be in the market at production through the feed and also get into the market of milling the actual maize by milling companies. So successfully the government will achieve food security. Is it economically viable? That's a debate for another day, but is it good for the greater good? Yes, it is. Because people will not be hungry, the government will not have to hold meetings every now and then with millers and discussing how to lowering the price of milling meal, because they can already do it at their milling plant.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-4796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
The Israeli military has increased the zone in southern Lebanon that it has warned residents to evacuate from as it further expands its ground operations against Hezbollah. The Israel Defense Forces reiterated its warning to everyone south of the Zarani River to leave. The warning came shortly after the army confirmed it had taken Bafot Castle, a strategic point on a high ridge above the Litani River. The latest evacuation warning is a second in recent days that Israel has told residents to leave the entire south of the country. For more on this and other international stories, we monitor at the BBC.
Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military seizure of Beaufort Castle in southern Lebanon marks a dramatic shift in the campaign against Hezbollah. The strategic site stands on a high point above the Litani River, about 15 kilometres from the Israeli border. Israel's prime minister said the capture meant Israeli forces had broken a barrier of fear and were taking the initiative. US media are reporting that President Trump has made amendments to the latest draft of a possible preliminary deal to end the war with Iran. Official sources say Mr. Trump has hardened his terms and that the proposal has been sent to Tehran. It's not clear what the new elements are. Iran's main negotiator, Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf, hinted that a deal was far from being done. Polls have opened in Colombia's presidential election. About a quarter of a million soldiers and police have been deployed to ensure security. There was a surge in murders and kidnappings ahead of the vote. President Gustavo Petro cannot seek re-election, but his left-wing ally, Ivan Cepeda, is proposing to continue the so-called total peace negotiating strategy with armed groups. His two main rivals are the right-wing lawyer, Abelardo de la Espriella, and the conservative senator, Paloma Valencia. They say they'll impose a tough military crackdown on crime.
Now the Millennium Radio Sports News.
James Piri, a former Zambia national under-20 football team goalkeeper, says the quality of goalkeeping in the Zambian league has improved this season. Mangani Banda, Piri's counterpart at the under-21, the MTN first goalkeeper of the season award for the 2025-2026 campaign. Piri was part of the 2017 under-20 AFCON title-winning team, said